All right, we are plugged in and ready to rumble for Saturday here in Sydney, Australia. It's the Kraz Files podcast, and Johnny Cerucci's plugging back in with me today to continue our great podcast, Johnny. So that's been fantastic. What are we up to today, Johnny? Number four, my goodness.
Part four.
Podcast four today, where we're covering Johnny's extensive work and incredible books. And we're revolving around Johnny's work and trying to find out who's behind the curtain here, who's running shit, and there's a lot of confusion and there's a lot going on, that's for sure, a lot going on. So we continue, and this is our fourth great podcast today, and you can find those all up online, Johnny's channels, Kraz Files website, and they're out on the RS feed as well, and getting some great feedback for those shows as we continue 40. We don't know how many we're going to do, so I just call these podcasts The Head of the Snake. And we're up to four now, as we said, as we move forward into 2022 and we keep breaking down this matrix system around us, find out what's really going on here. So really incredible times, mate. Everything's up on my website, krazfiles.com, by the way. Please enjoy and contact me anytime. Lots of podcasts and things going up. I've been a bit run down lately, talking to Dawn about that the other night. So I'm still struggling a little bit, but I'm moving along and been able to update a little bit last night on the website. But everything's up there. Please enjoy. Thanks to the members. You can support me on the website for a cup of coffee a month, and that helps me greatly to keep going here. I'm by myself here in Sydney. I do it alone, and it is not easy sometimes, so members just help me support, help to support me here, keeping it all running and going, and there's a great members area on the website as well, and lots of other stuff. So as I said, contact me anytime and about anything or anything to do with the website or any information you might need, or if you want to contact Johnny, I'll put all his information up anyway, as I always do. Johnny, great to have you on. Again, as we move forward here, I was just going round and round in my head thinking, where do we start today? But I think a good place to start is, because this is quite pressing, a lot of people are getting very upset about this WHO global treaty that they're looking to push through, where basically they want to sign the whole world up, or all of us and the United States as well, into this treaty where we just don't have any rights anymore and they can call pandemics whenever they want and it's all under their watch. Not many people really discussing it, I know. And you've sent me some articles, the crimes of Tedros, what's his name? Adhanom? Adhanom, which was a great article. I'm going to post that today. And just the global government alert, threat to national sovereignty, set to go down May 22nd to 28th at the WHO World Health Assembly, where they want to seize control and get us all signed up to this the terrible treaty so they can continue to call fake pandemics well into the next few years, because we know COVID's fake and all the variants are fake. And this is what they want to continue doing. And we're all going to be, if this happens, we're all going to be like Victoria, Australia with Daniel Andrews. It's going to be even worse, you know, and they'll bring in their own police forces and, you know, we won't have any say. What's going on here, buddy? Let's have a look at what your thoughts are on this global treaty. And then let's go through your research, have a look at the WHO itself, where this all ties to as we move through with our work here. And this bozo that's sitting up there with his glasses on, Tedros, what a wanker, thinks he's running things. What's going on here, buddy? And first of all, how are you?
I'm doing well, my friend, and I'm excited to be back. God bless your open-minded, sincere search for information, for answers. Because, man, all I need to do is step back to have hope, is step back and watch you, listen to you and your journey. I was both thrilled and a little horrified for you as a dear friend of mine, and interviewing John Hamer, who is also a friend of mine. And John's like, oh yeah, I love Johnny. No, no, not in the slightest bit convinced that it's the Jesuits over the Jews. I'm like, dude, who have I been talking to? Who have been writing to all this time? I've got several great interviews with John. And he's just such a sweet, sweet guy, a warm, friendly person, that he's wonderfully open, and yet it's like it's like bouncing. Oh, it's bouncing off of the Superman, bounce the bolts off of him. Just not in the slightest bit convincing. So
he is open, though. He is open. Just the chatting to him, he says, you know, absolutely. It there's more to it, but that's his opinion at the moment. So it's. You know,
but it's a great place to start.
It's a great place to start. Yeah. And, you know, you never know. I myself, I'm just interested to go further. I'm interested to go further. That's just my way and personality. I like to keep going here. But it's all part of the puzzle the book.
Adam, it's the head of the snake. That's what you're interested in. And from a military perspective, I spent 20 years in the military. From a military perspective, unless we chop off the head of the Hydra that won't grow back, we're going to continue to have these problems. In a big picture sense, the question of the entire paradigm of what really makes you ill. You've been fantastic on this. My beloved friends, Dawn Lester and David Parker are leading the revolution in understanding real healthcare. If you throw out this farcical idea of invisible boogie things making you ill, particularly viruses, bacteria does exist, but it doesn't do what they claim it does. Bacteria, in general, bacteria is very helpful. It's necessary. We have a symbiotic relationship with bacteria, and there are some scholars, some real scholars on our side. Amanda Vollmer, one comes to mind, that says that they are polymorphic, that there's really only one base kind of bacteria, and that base kind of bacteria transforms into whatever it needs to be to carry out its job. What a thrilling concept. Unfortunately, we don't have any real scientists aiming the gazillions of dollars of machinery in healthy, literally healthy directions to verify this. We have to make educated guesses. But if you throw that out, then the entire paradigm collapses. They have produced false flag after false flag after false flag, swine flu, bird flu, Ebola, AIDS, coronavirus. If you pull the rug out from underneath them, if you, in that very specific narrow sense, cut off the head of the Hydra that won't grow back, no more false flags, because there's no viruses. This is why David Parker, God bless him, is finally thoroughly disgusted and furious with the legal efforts of the likes of Reiner Fulmisch, who came out with his thrilling pro-liberty video at the very beginning of the scamdemic, and has done absolutely nothing since. He has this coronavirus review board that apparently is just there for what I call Jesuit theater, no purpose in it whatsoever. He finally had Andy Kaufman and Stefan Lanka, and I think he had also I think he may have had Tom Cowan on the same board. He waited until session 90. To bring these experts on to discuss whether or not viruses even exist. Those need to be number one.
Yep.
You front load those guys to say, wait a minute, because that's end game. That's end game. If viruses don't exist, then everything is an obvious fraud, a criminal fraud, a racketeering fraud. You don't wait until night. And at the end of the session is like, wow, hey, that's very interesting, guys. But you know what? We're going to continue to attack the PCR test. And you guys go do what you do. What? No, the fraud there is Reiner Fulmisch. The fraud there is to rely on the legal system for our salvation. That's the fraud. So it's absolutely bringing it full circle. God bless you, Adam, my dear friend, for your desire to know. It's not, hey, he's just doing a great show this week and we'll do another great show. No. He is trying to give you the tools to end it. Because if there is something bigger above quote unquote, the Jews, you need to know who that is. And that's my goal. I'm convinced that that's the case, but I don't want to just be my opinion. I want to give you names, places, and dates, the data, the raw data, to also convince you so that you can find, have a surgical effort and go after, what was it? Was it Hercules? I think it was Hercules in Greek myth that finally did in the Hydra. Heracles that finally did in the Hydra. That's what we need. That's what we need. Because, so what is your solution? So if it's the Jews, what is your, is it a final solution? Kill all the Jews or just wipe out Israel and then we're home for, and it'll never happen? I've heard people say the heart of the scamdemic, the heart of 5G, the heart of scam, it's all Israel. It's all coming out of Israel. Well, if that's the case, then why is Israel the most tyrannically vaccinated nation leading the world in every single citizen? The only other institution that comes close is the sovereign city state of the Vatican. And it's at like a small fraction in numbers. I think there's only 500 citizens ever allowed to have Vatican citizenship. They all have to be 100% vaccinated. I'll look it up online. What is the citizen, the citizenship of Israel? Every single one has to be fully clear. They give them that, what is it, the green card? Are you, just give them a yellow armband. This is Israeli politicians doing this to Israeli citizens. Okay, clearly there is a higher power that is manipulating this, and they hate their Jewish puppets. And that fits perfectly with what I've seen in the Vatican and the Jesuits. They love to use Jews, and they love to hate Jews and have Jews take a fall. The mere fact that everybody knows who Jeffrey Epstein is, are you kidding me? A child sex trafficking pimp, right? And he's a household name, but we don't have any of the names above or below him. Because we're all that foolish, right? It all starts and stops with Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, Jeffrey Epstein's dead. We can all go back to sleep now. What? No, clearly there's something else going on. Clearly there's something else going on. Great example that you gave. You're so sharp on this. To John in Meta Facebook, and how, do we believe that goofball Zuckerberg is really running things when you have DARPA's social networking experiment LifeLog ending in February of 2004? I forget the exact date. It was like the 4th or the whatever it was. I'll look it up. And on the exact same day, Facebook starts. But it clearly is that goofy dork, Mark Zuckerberg, that really is the mastermind behind all this. No, he's just the Jew name and face so that we can all be frothed up over it's the Jews. Now, think about this objectively, back up, particularly the audience, because Adam's already tracking this. If you get wrapped up in blaming a religion and or an ethnicity, Judaism can be considered both, and you are filled with rage over that. That is a trigger point. What are you doing? You are losing your critical thinking. You're either filled up with rage, or perhaps you are a so-called conservative Christian who's filled up with extreme passion and love over God's chosen people. Also, by the way, Jesuit heresy, complete and total Jesuit. They own both sides. They give conservative Christians Jews to love and Israel to love, and then they give many other people Jews to hate as the bad guys. And what is the end result? They hide off in the shadows underneath the love and the hate that clouds people's judgment. And so that is my goal. To show it. For instance, the World Health Organization was started in, was it 46 or 47? What day? What day was the World Health Organization? 7 April. What is 7 April? 7 April is the birthday of Francis Xavier. Francis, the name that so many Catholics love to give to their little boys. Francis Xavier, the co-founder of the Jesuits. Okay, just a coincidence, folks. It's Jews, it's Masons, it's the Mossad, whatever you want to say. No. So here's an example. Another one. Excuse me. Carrie Mullis. Speaking of seven, Carrie Mullis, who died on 7 August, correct? Double nerve. Carrie Banks Mullis should be 7 August. That's correct. 7 August in 2019. What is 7 August? 7 August is the anniversary of the 1814 resurrection of the Jesuits after their suppression. Just a coincidence, folks. Just a coincidence. Just like Google was born on September 27th, the anniversary of the creation of the Jesuits. Just a coincidence. April 19th, the vaunted April 19th. What is April 19th? I mean, look at the dates, the terrible things that have happened on April, or close to it, April 19th, April 20th, April 18th. The terrible things have happened on, what is the one date that the people that are aware of this, that bring up April 19th, what's the one date that they never remember or never even are aware of? And that's the April 19th, I believe it was 1541, when the founder of the Jesuits, Ignatius Loyola, became the very first superior general. That's the April 19th I know of. Long before there was Columbine and Waco good grief. I've got a whole list of the April 19th and throughout history. The terrible things have happened on April 19th. So Jews versus Jesuits, it really is a very, very important thing. Because like I said, okay, you're convinced it's the Jews. What's your solution? What's your solution? A final solution? Wipe them all out? Round them all up? How do we win? Okay, or is it just something for you to get frothed up over and move on? It's exactly like you said in your discussion with John. Yeah, okay, so here, there's some Jews. Let's get pissed off and let's move on. There's no practical solution. I've got a practical solution. Roll M1s and T90s into St. Peter's Square. Now, it may be pretty hard to do, but if there's enough people aware of, I mean, okay, so let's look real quick to try and further prove my point. Let's look real quick at systemic child rape. Can you think of anything more devastating to any nation, to any people, than systemically violating, destroying, ruining their children? And to have cops, judges, and prosecutors that are sworn to protect them in on the crimes. Now, who does this? Jews? No. The Roman Catholic Church. Systemic. That means an entire institution. These are war crimes. America's and America, Australia, Ireland, Canada, the list is on and on. These nations can't imagine an enemy so powerful as to systemically rape, violate, and destroy her children and get away with it. Have the secular authorities in collusion. We shared this last time, right? The article that I pulled up on the Buffalo police were told not to arrest pedophile priests. Arrest anybody else. But if it's a Roman Catholic clergy, you don't arrest them. And this is the Buffalo police, the secular separation of church and state, United States of America. And Buffalo cops told don't arrest priests when accusations are brought that they have raped kids. Are you kidding me? We're not talking about Jews. We're talking about the Roman Catholic Church. Okay? Who is it that has total control of infrastructure, institutions, schools, orphanages, hospitals? That's not Jews. For every one Mount Sinai, there's 20 Our Lady, Queen of Heaven, Sacred Heart, hospitals, orphanages. For every one, no, probably 100. I'm not sure about the breakdown. Massive number. And in Ireland, as an example, 90% of schools are run by Roman Catholic clergy, and they're still funded by the Irish taxpayer. Unbelievable. We're talking about the Roman Catholic Church. We're not talking about Jews anymore. Okay? Infrastructure. And in that infrastructure, they rape, torture, abuse, and sometimes murder victims, particularly children. Particularly children. Reams, volumes of evidence. Several of them books by Johnny Cerucci. Okay? Jews or Jesuits? Beyond a shadow of a doubt. That's the point, folks. That's the point. Let's just deal with the crimes that have been committed, okay? Let's not pontificate over Jews. Let's just deal with the crimes that have been committed that go unresolved, unpunished to this day. The tens of thousands of children who've been raped and violated by clergy. There's so many, it's overwhelming. Let's look at the indigenous in Australia and Canada who've been raped and murdered by a free hand. The Canadian and Australian governments invite the Roman Catholic Church to come in and run schools and run orphanages where they rape and kill with impunity. We're talking about Jews? No, we're talking about the Roman Catholic Church. And here's something that the Catholic Church has, Jews don't have: confessionals. A network, a massive system of listening to the perversions and sins of the deviant, of those in charge, and blackmailing them with them. Blackmailing them with them. That's real power. That's real power. I've got a clip from, let's see here. E. Howard Hunt. They converted Roman Catholic. Who converted Everett Howard Hunt? It's Everett, right? Who converted E. Howard Hunt? It was none other than William Francis Buckley Jr. Skull and bones, Roman Catholic, CIA agent, William Francis Buckley Jr. Oh, by the way, the same William Francis Buckley who started National Review. Well, why? Because what else would a Roman Catholic, skull and bones, CIA agent do than get into conservative media? Which is why I told you in our conversation that I'm dubious as to just how dangerous Australian National Review host Jamie McIntyre is to the system. Now, I don't know Jamie, and Jamie may be absolutely sincere, but I've watched several of his shows, and he's not doing that much damage. So I don't know why he'd have his bank accounts be pulled unless it's Jesuits attacking Jesuits. Not that Jamie is a Jesuit. I'm just saying, in a broad sense, that's in the Jesuit oath. If you're throwing the BS flag on someone that supposedly you're supposed to be rooting for, like Donald Trump, okay? So we're not buying it anymore because Donald Trump has delivered nothing. Nothing. Build that wall. Build those. Did nothing. There are millions and millions more illegal immigrants now than there ever were before. He did 4 years. I told people when he was sworn in, Donald Trump will build a wall as fast as Barack Hussein Obama closed Guantanamo Bay, which was one of his campaign promises. Never. Never. Clearly, there is something above the reptilicans and the demon rats. The two parties of choice given to American citizens to elect, air quotes, heavy air quotes, every year, right? Depending upon your election cycle. Excuse me. Who is above that? Why is that? How is it that Guantanamo Bay sits in the island nation of communist Cuba, America's hated enemy? How is it that the CIA and the United States Navy have a black rendition site, where prisoners are disappeared to be tortured and murdered, and Cuba is a willing participant in that? Cuba, that supposedly hates the United States? What is the common ground? What does Cuba have in common? The Castros, with Mama Castro being a hyper devout Roman Catholic, Fidel being educated twice by Jesuits and once by the Christian Brothers, his brother Raul being also a dedicated Roman Catholic and a good little altar boy? Huh. Okay. So when the Russian Orthodox Church, and I think it was Patriarch Kirill, goes to kiss the ring of the Jesuit Pope, where do they go? They went to Cuba to sign their ecumenical document. Why is that? Why not do it in Moscow? Or did you need to get away from those good Orthodox that don't like the Catholic Church, that are afraid of the Jesuits, that know the history of Roman Catholic persecution and murder and assassination the Jesuits have used in Russia? So you run off to Cuba to kiss the ring and sign the ecumenical document. Okay? We're not talking about Jews here. Names, places, and dates. So how's that for an intro? We're already 40 halfway through. Where can we pick up from here, my friend?
Oh, boy. There's a lot in the internet. Well, just looking as well at the child sexual abuse, by the Catholic churches in Australia, it has been horrific throughout time, you know, absolutely horrific. And this did blow up around, I think it was 2013 or something like that. There was definitely some investigations, but so there was some kind of royal commission into it, and we found out a lot of stuff. Just some little info here: a century of abuse, many thousands of children suffered repeated and severe sexual abuse in Australia's religious institutions, particularly those of the Catholic Church. And they had a royal commission into these institutional responses to child sexual abuse, which reported its findings in 2017, heard cases of abuse across 964 Catholic institutions, such as churches, religious schools, and children's homes, which were very big here in Australia. They put them in the homes, and they took the Aboriginal children to these homes as well, separated them from their parents. And abuse included such behaviors as fondling, masturbation, over half the cases severe rape, and this was usually accompanied by many forms of abuse, including physical punishment, humiliation, and chronic neglect. Most of the children, typically between the ages of 10 and 14, although many victims, particularly or mostly predominantly young girls, were much younger. Most were abused multiple times through these testimonies, and there were thousands and thousands of survivors of this. The Royal Commission calculated a crude average duration of about 2.4 to 3.7 years of in residential settings. More than 60% of the survivors who told the commission they were severely sexually abused in religious institutions, suffering the abuse in Christian church organizations, most which were Roman Catholic. That's just a part of that, and that's only a grain of sand in all the beaches of the world of what really happened in Australia. And it's there's still people trying to get justice here and cry out, but unfortunately, you know, it's still going on. It's still going on, probably worse than ever. Probably just it's disguised, I would say now. This was an absolute terrible time. But with these royal commissions, they would have only shown us a fraction of what actually is going on. As you said, it happened in Canada as well, to the indigenous populations as well as here, all around. And you know, there's so many of these abandoned institutions around Australia. There's no one in them anymore, kind of spooky places where children were kept in these conditions and abused and stuff. And so this is just a tiny speck, Johnny, of what you were just mentioning there. And, you know, this is just coming out of Australia, but the abuse runs deeper than any river you can imagine, man. And I can't imagine what's at the bottom of this and what's really gone on throughout history, because they're not showing us, they're only showing us a tiny fraction here of what happened to these poor kids. Now, there's a lot of abuse victims alive today, all around the country here, who went through all of this and either can't get justice or want more. But as I just said, unfortunately, this abuse and this kind of mindset is spread right throughout our government now. So the Australian government harbors pedophiles. We know that there's a suppressed pedophile list. There's nearly 30 of them, and these include former prime ministers of Australia who raped children. And this has been suppressed by our current government. They've put it in like a seal on it, so we can't get access to it. And we've got people within government and are all throughout the country, and it happens at every single protest I go to. People are demanding that this sexual predator list comes out. So we've had some politicians who came out recently attacking people who go to protests and attacking you if you don't want to get these inoculations in your arm, like Bob Carr. Bob Carr was the former Premier of New South Wales, creepy little hunched over man with glasses on. He wrote a book and all of this about his experiences. But I haven't heard about Bob Carr for years. Suddenly, he pops up out of his coffin. He gets the dust off and he starts going on about how we need to be inoculated and angry about the protest. And the reason that is because when you go to the protests in Australia, there's people everywhere holding up signs and doing speeches about these pedophiles, and they want them brought to justice and they want them exposed. Otherwise, we can't move forward in Australia if we don't expose these pedophiles in our government. And that's why he has got nasty, because he's nervous. And he knows that at some point this has all got to come out, because there's a list and he's on it. Fiona Barnett directly names him on that list as one of the pedophiles of the rape, and he's just one. So this is a deep problem that we have here in Australia, and unfortunately, as I said, it runs through our government. Our Prime Minister harbors and protects them. He is rubbing shoulders with them, as we stated on previous shows, and this goes through our court system and especially through our police system and especially through the Victorian Police Department. This has always been the way with Victorian Police. They have a pedophile network of abducting and raping children, selling them, filming children for snuff videos. We've been through this. It's gone on for so long now. We know about this, but they keep getting off because it's a satanic criminal organization. Victorian Police is a satanic. It's all over their uniforms, and as Johnny will say, this all goes back with the pentagrams and everything goes back to the Roman Catholic Church. We know this about especially the Victorian Police. Satanic abuse going on with it within their departments. Of course, as Johnny was saying, you want justice. People are up angry. There's abuse and rape within their families or networks, and then they have to end up being planted back into the very systems through the court systems that are part of all of this to try and get justice. And they're not getting it, or they're only like these royal commissions, just sort of rubbing over the top of this incredible sexual abuse of our children going way back. And we get a little piece, but we don't get that head of the snake and full exposure. That's just a little bit to tie in there, Johnny, about Australia. But I could be here all for months talking about the abuse in this country. And you know about Cardinal Pell and his backers and all of this. It's really incredible, you know, what's going on, but unbelievable times. If you look at some of the articles and how far it goes back in Australia too, you look at the abuse, the Catholic Church clergy and all this, it's you look at the 1950s even, it's incredible that this has been going on so long. Catholic priests, predators, child sexual abusers, pedophiles walking around the halls of these places, and all the places that you always mention, St. John's, and you know how this ties up to all the hospitals and all the churches. Jews don't run hospitals, folks, in Australia. All these hospitals that are run this way, they don't. That's the thing. So, you know, anyone can go back and have a look at the history. It's all on the internet. Well, not all, but there's a pretty large amount of it on there. If you wanted to have a look and study Australia, it's absolutely unbelievable. And they've been pretty open about it, especially about the Catholic Church in Australia and this rape. They really have. They've told us a lot of stuff. And, we, you know, so it's been incredible. And, you know, the thing is, Johnny, the allegations of child sexual abuse is still floating around in the air. What's your point? Well, let's keep going here, because the allegations, well, that's not getting these guys hung, is it? It's allegations of child sexual abuse that we keep hearing through the media decade after decade. Allegations, allegations, but it never goes anywhere. We know it's happening. It's all here, but it's always allegations. Not all of it. But, you know, a large chunk is continuing to be allegations, allegations, allegations. We can't seem to get these guys. So they've got incredible power backers. And as we know with Pell, what did he do? Where did he go? He ran away, didn't he? Back to Rome, didn't he? He ran away back to his buddies over there, and he ended up getting off anyway after what he did. Denied it all, and they kind of give him all the media and everything a big pat on the back, like he was some kind of guy that, even though there was terrible things are said about Cardinal Pell, we still have to sort of be nice to him because, oh, look at his position, he's got his cloak on and he's part of the Catholic Church and everything like that, so we have to tread on eggshells around him. You know, we don't want it to be too much here, instead of looking at him for what he is, a monster. You know, and then they just tiptoed around everything, and we didn't get what we were looking for. And that's what happens here with what we're talking about with you, the head of the snake. We never get what we're looking for here. They always get off. And there's probably thousands of royal commissions going on and have gone on throughout history. There's probably millions of investigations going on about what happened to all these children. And everything we know about and all this stuff that you're talking about in your books and the rape and the torture and everything. But the national inquiries in Australia, again, the Australian Royal Commissions into the response to child sexual abuse in this country. You know, the orphanages, the juvenile systems, the centres, the sports clubs, the youth organisations, armed forces, you know. And this task force, oh, they're making more recommendations. You know, how do we protect children in the future? You know, they're hearing from nearly 10,000 survivors of that one. Thousands have written of testimonies. What are happening to all these people's voices? What ends up happening to a lot of these people who end up committing suicide because they're so depressed because they were raped by the very people that they put their trust and confidence in these churches. And then found out years later when they're growing up that it's all a smokescreen. And, you know, they're only really hanging a couple of them out to dry. And the cases seem to go on forever. And then they run over to Europe and go and hide there. Archbishops and all these people. Melbourne's a terrible place for this. This has gone on and on. South Australia. You can't get to the end of this stuff. All over my country. You know, the abuse of children by these monsters. I don't know when we're ever going to be able to dig all this up, because I think if this all comes out completely and wholly, as it should, the planet's going to be absolutely horrified at what's going on here and what's happened to our kids, you know? Monsters. Johnny.
Well, I've only typed about a page of notes to follow up on all your great points here. So we're going to be a little while. Seriously though, a royal commission. So who is the king of Australia then? That's interesting. Is there is no king of Australia, right? We're talking about the king of England, right? So the commission ultimately, now there may not be a direct line to England, but the loyalty, the precedent, it's the same for Canada. Royal commission. What royal is there in Canada? What king or queen? And even if there was, it would be an incredibly easy position to put an absolute monster, pervert, deviant there as a single person rather than decentralized authority. So the more, my point is, the more centralized the authority, the easier it is to corrupt. a royal commission. Your title, your words, a century of abuse, and we finally have a royal commission giving its pronouncement in 2017. Well, wait a minute. Commissioners, I don't need, when I have a mass raping and murdering and torturing of children, I don't ask a commissioner to have a committee and blow hot air. I want cops to round them up, arrest them, put them on trial, and then give them what they deserve by a judge, not a commission. This is the PSYOP. They control. They have been doing this for centuries of just as the sleeping giant starts to stir, as you pull out too much blood, as you bleed the sleeping giant to the point where it starts to awaken, then you say, no, 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 go back to sleep. We'll have some politicians and some commissioners. They'll hold a committee. They'll do a hearing. They'll blow smoke and hold up mirrors and give you the illusion of progress. But guess what? That's not who delivers justice. Let's see here. Priests, they're only the only ones that ever get talked about are priests, never the bishops and the cardinals. And yet, who becomes bishops and cardinals but child-raping priests? 30 pedos in government? No, brother. The third, there, I would say it is probably the same ratio. I know that this number has cropped up. This number has been thrown out repeatedly in relation to how many pedophiles there are in the Catholic Church, in the priesthood, in the clergy. And what is, I think the number is like six. Hey, there's only 6%, and it's the same number as pedophiles across the population. It's always 6%. That is utter sophistry. That is BS. That is a complete and total lie. If you consider the number of clergy that actively participate or passively participate in crimes, it is very close to 100%, and that includes politicians as well. People who are aware of, you may not be raping children yourself, but you know it's going on and you keep quiet. Therefore, you are an accessory. And that is probably close to 100%. How you get into the halls of power and you have no visibility on these crimes being committed, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. It just, when you rise to a certain level, you are aware of it. And if you keep your mouth quiet, keep your mouth shut, you are participating in it. I say this to Fiona Barnett as well, because I think I find Fiona very believable as a victim of systemic child rape. I think she pulls her punches around the Vatican, and the Vatican is the head of the Hydra that we must cut off. Therefore, she's participating. As much good as she has done, she is no different than the child rapist. If you know what the root cause, it's the same thing with the virus debate. If you know and you keep quiet, you enable it to continue. Don't shine yourself on. Don't lie to yourself and say, well, I can withhold this truth, but I can do so much good in the process. No, you're a coward. You're a coward. She goes on and on about Nicole and Anthony Kidman, who were and who are the Kidmans. Hyper-devout Roman Catholics. Hyper-devout. How does that never come up? Nicole has her own a family priest that married her and her Australian country western rock star. Are you kidding me? Okay, so let's see here. Victorian police. Oh, and let's again. Let me go back to whistleblowers.
Well, the John as well. Bring up the well after you finish here. Talk about the symbols that the police use on their uniforms. It's very important, isn't it? Especially Victoria Police.
I'm staring at it right now. I'm staring at the badge of the Victoria Police.
Yeah, have a look at those badges.
And it's pentagram. It's upside down star, 5 points. Now, okay, obviously, even to people who are only vaguely awake, even to someone who pops the red pill in, swishes it around, and spits it back out to go read the next Q update, you know that an upside down star implies a evil. Okay, what you may not be seeing is the Maltese cross, which is a Gnostic Roman Catholic symbol. It's in the dead center of the star. The laurel wreath, which is a not only is it a symbol of pharmacy and sorcery, it is an ancient Roman military symbol of a conquered nation. It is what Rome says they use to conquer you. The laurel wreath crown that was given to the Caesars at the end of given to a general, Roman general, after a victorious campaign. You win. The Romans win. Wherever you see that the UN, wherever you see that laurel wreath, that's Rome saying we have conquered you. Then you have, what is that, King Edward's crown supposedly at the top there? Well, again, Australians immediately stop, ask yourself, crown, who is the king of Australia? There's no king of Australia. What is this saying? The loyalty of your government does not go to Australia, goes to a higher, more centralized authority. And of course, a whole nother show, the king, the crown of England goes back to Rome. Let's look at this. Even the artist rendition of King Edward's jewels here. What do we see? We see the French Gnostic sexual perversion fleur-de-lis is still noticeable on the crown, which is a Gnostic symbol of male and female copulation. And above that, again, the Maltese cross. That's not a Christian cross. That is a Gnostic cross that Rome has adopted for herself to pretend she is Christian when she's not. That's just a quick cursory look at the badge of the Victoria Police. And it's all there for you if you know what to see. What else? So let's see here. So whistleblowers, 100%. I have no compassion for anyone that rattles their saber on our behalf, that says wonderful things on our behalf. The question we always need to ask is, what have they delivered? What have they delivered? What's the name of the Australian Senator Malcolm? What?
Roberts.
I think it's Malcolm Roberts.
One Nation.
Who's been saying great things about vaccine damage, correct?
Yeah.
Malcolm Roberts has been saying great things about vaccine damage. So another friend of mine, Tim Brown, brought him on the Sons of Liberty and could not get Malcolm Roberts to question germ theory, question the existence of the coronavirus.
No.
Well, that's it right there. That's end game right there.
Yeah, none of them will. So, none of them will. Craig Kelly, none of the new parties will.
I'm not impressed.
None of them. Not even not some impressed. Of the big media, alternative media here. None of them. It's really just a few of us doing it. But none of some of the politicians, yes. Some of these guys, they got good parties. It's better than what we have because we're in terrible situation here. But no, forget it when it comes to that. Maybe they just, I don't know. Hopefully they will later, but they won't now.
What? But they're afraid. And
yeah,
if you're so afraid to do the right thing, step down. Step down. Don't play this game of half-hearted show because you're delivering nothing. You're delivering nothing. I mentioned it in another interview. We have this bloviating, this I call Jesuit theater of the tiny handful of politicians that are supposedly on our side, blowing smoke and hot air, telling us what we want to hear and never delivering anything of substance. We've seen the memes, so many of them that I could recite them from heart of crimes past, such as during the Obama administration, this so-called Fast and Furious, where you had the Justice Department cooperating with who is it? Alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, and immigration. And what did they do? What did they do, Adam? They gave real assault rifles, select fire, automatic assault rifles, machine guns, no exaggeration, explosives, 50 caliber sniper rifles, 50 caliber sniper. These are the weapons that even the most conservative American locations, these are very difficult, very hard, very expensive to get a hold of if you're a citizen. And the vast majority of locations, you will not see these weapons. You will not see these weapons. And their civilian versions are nothing compared to the military versions. The real military versions handed to the Sinaloa drug cartel, given to them. And the baloney excuse was, well, we were tracking them. And then we were going to go find them and what? Arrest everybody? What happened? Oh, we lost them. You lost them? You gave them this massive increase in firepower. And then you lost them? Okay, so who in the FBI and the Justice Department and the ATF, who was fired? Who was censured? Who was reprimanded? Who was arrested for committing crimes against the people? Because people died as a result. The amount of carnage, we'll never know the amount of carnage that resulted. The attorney general, a guy by the name of Eric Holder, he of everyone else should have been arrested and put on trial. And what happened? Not only was he never arrested, he actually mused that he would run for the presidency in 2020. Okay? I can go back to the memes of fraud politicians like Daryl Issa. Daryl Issa telling Eric Holder, you own Fast and Furious. Utter smoke. Nothing. Nothing. Prosecutions. These should have been public officials in orange jumpsuits, and several of them at the top should have been executed. Executed for high treason. Nothing. No different than Rand Paul going after supposedly Tony Fauci, that little Jesuit. Tony Fauci, not a Jew. He's a twice Jesuit-trained devout Roman Catholic. Anthony Fauci. There's shows of information right there, from cancer to AIDS to the United States military into the coronavirus. That little monster, from AZT to remdesivir, the millions of people that monster has murdered by his recommendations, by his mandates, by what he has said and done as an institution of the United States government for decades. And you morons that say Donald Trump is going to save the day. He was Donald Trump's man. And oh, Donald Trump is displeased. Then fire him. He's an employee of the executive. At any time that Trump, you fools, was truly displeased with Fauci or Birx or Redfield or any of the Catholics and Jesuits that were installed for the Corona hoax. Now, Birx is not a practicing Catholic, but she had her family friend, a Roman Catholic priest, there when she was installed as the AIDS czarina by Barack Obama and devout Roman Catholic skull and bones man John Forbes Kerry, Senator Kerry, Secretary of State Kerry. Okay, Robert Ray Redfield Jr., devout Jesuit-trained Roman Catholic, and if I'm not mistaken, learned so-called medicine by the Jesuits at Georgetown. We're not talking about Jews here. We're talking about Jesuits, the decision-makers, not the managers, the decision-makers. There will be no justice until we take it for ourselves. I'll give you an example. You're talking about the Aboriginal children. It gives me a cold chill to review this. What they have done to Native children. They blame white men, and they are the real monsters. The Roman Catholic Church, they bring these kids in to their orphanages and their day schools, rape them, torture them, brutalize them, command that they forget everything about what they have done to us, the guilt that they have laid upon us, particularly white men. Oh, you're evil white men, what you have done to the natives. These are the monsters that that literally beat and tortured these children if they would be caught speaking their native tongue. No exaggeration. Beat and tortured the nuns and priests, beat and tortured the children for speaking in their native tongue. But we're the ones that carry the guilt, right?
That's right.
An article on, go ahead.
100%. No, you're right. We've always done it. We got this huge guilt trip going in Australia, you know? Everybody, every generation's blamed, especially if you're white, European whites in Australia. We're absolutely blamed over and over and over again, you know? Especially by these stupid, dumbed-down leftists, you know? They're constantly going about, it's all our fault. We did everything, you know? We did all this harm to the Aboriginal native people of this country. It's all our fault. We all have to go on our knees and apologize, or we have to say sorry. We have to have, you know, sorry day. Our children have to feel guilty in the schools. It's all their fault. They did it, you know? It's fucking disgusting.
There's an example that I pulled up of sickening, satanic, thousands of locations, thousands of orphanages and schools. One of these thousands,
yeah,
St. Anne's in Ontario,
God,
where the priests and nuns actually created a homemade electric chair to torture the First Nation children. And if they put any resistance to being raped or not being a slave laborer or whatever it was that were the abuse was, they'd be put in this homemade electric chair, sometimes just for the fun of it, just for no reason. They didn't do anything wrong. They were put in the chair, and they part of the satanic ritual, part of the satanic manipulation was to co-opt other children, to have the other children rat on their friends and get them to be placed in the chair, watch them as they were abused. The OPP, the Ontario Provincial Police, conducted an investigation. And there were, 700 victims, 900 statements from 1941 to 1972. 74 suspects, 5 were convicted. 5. Over decades of rape and the, no, let's remember, this is the exact same paradigm as VIRS, the vaccine reporting system, where 1% of the vaccine injured, that's a study, I can pull that study up. 1% of the vaccine injured actually know that VAERS exists and turn that into VAERS.
That's
so
right.
So what is the actual number of the vaccine injured? The same thing with those raped and tortured by clergy. It is a tiny fraction, 900 statements. So multiply that many times, 5 convictions. And convictions. And what was the sentence? Let's see if I scroll to the bottom, see what was the sentence. Sentence was like, you know, community... gardening. What was the actual? I don't know. Scroll to the bottom. But there were at least 3 murders that were admitted to. Now, so this 1941 to 1972, and the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation finally does a story on this in 2018. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Why are not people running through all of them, the media, the cops, all of them collude with these monsters? As I said, St. Anne's, the Roman Catholic Church was invited to run St. Anne's by the Ontario, by the government, by the Canadian government, by the Ontario provincial government. Invited, cooperation. The same thing in Australia, the same thing in America, secular, separation church and state America. I just got done with my great friend Billy Watson and used the example of, he was going to talk about my books. And I said, you know, I was in Eaters of Children talking about Jeffrey Dahmer, doing research on Jeffrey Dahmer. Turns out that his father was trained in chemistry at Jesuit Marquette, chemistry that would be so helpful to Jeffrey, that there are reliable sources that say it was Jeffrey's father that sexually abused him and turned him into what he was. He did a stint in the military where he honed his skills drugged and sodomized a fellow soldier, and there was a trial and nothing came of that, and he was given a discharge to go on to go and do as he pleased to cause utter chaos by the system, brought up through the Catholic Church and the Roman Catholic Church and her control over the government institutions. Oh, Johnny, come on. That's an exaggeration. The secular United States, that's an exaggeration. Jeffrey Dahmer was prosecuted by a collared ordained Jesuit priest. I will say that again. Jeffrey Dahmer was finally brought in and prosecuted by a Jesuit priest to come in and save the day. And his useless defense attorney was taught law, heavy air quotes, at Jesuit Marquette. And when it was all over, Jesuit Marquette had a couple spare millions of dollars laying around. Marquette bought the entire apartment building that Dahmer lived in and razed it to the ground just to erase all those nasty memories. But it's the Jews, folks. It's the Jews. Reminds me of the story of, oh my goodness, the FBI traitor. Let's see here. Traitor Soviet Phillips. Let's see here. Get this name. Pull this up. Robert Philip Hansen. It wasn't Phillips. Robert Philip Hansen. Devout Opus Dei Roman Catholic. Devout Opus Dei Roman Catholic. For 20 years, helped keep the Soviet Union high priority for the Jesuits. High priority for the Jesuits to keep the Cold War going under communism created by the Jesuits with their reductions, reductions in South America, enslaved the Guarani natives in South America, put them in real slave communes, had them make things, brought them back to Spain and Portugal, and the Jesuits and the governments and the royals of Spain and Portugal raked in millions, and the Guarani Indians died as a result of their slavery. And that was in the 1700s. And then a Jesuit gave it to their Jew puppet, Karl Heinrich Marx, who was trained by the Jews in Bavaria. Trier, I believe. Trier is where he was born and raised. A Catholic enclave in Protestant Germany. Okay. And Alberto Rivera, an ex-Jesuit priest, says that he was briefed by Jesuit Cardinal Augustine Bay, who told him that it was a triumph. Communism was a triumph of the Jesuits because they spoon-fed the Communist Manifesto to some pervert, idiot, deviant Jew, Karl Marx, through his private reading room at the British Royal Museum. What was he doing in a private secret reading room? Jesuits were giving him the Communist Manifesto. In the same way that a Jesuit, Bernard Stomfel, wrote Mein Kampf for Adolf Hitler, another idiot puppet. So we could blame the Jews. And then from there, we full-blown into Soviet communism, Chinese communism. What a victory for Rome. Mao Zedong, who was installed by the West, the deviants in the West, the money in the West. Wasn't it us who were talking about, you and me were talking about Henry Ford, providing trucks to both the Nazis and the Soviets prior to World War II. Great source on that. Great source on that specifically, Anthony Sutton, who will never say the words Catholic, Jesuit, Vatican, but fantastic source on how the West bankrolled these monsters. But what is it? Is there something bigger? Is there something above? Yes, of course there is. Yes, of course there is.
That was interesting about the Nazi salute you were showing me as well, the Sieg Heil.
The Roman salute?
Well, people see Hitler doing that salute, you know, hail, you know, it's actually Roman.
Hail Caesar.
That's right.
Right.
Well, yeah, it's just not exactly something people would pick up. That's all.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Let's see here.
Hail Caesar.
Yeah, the is it Frederick Redbeard? Hang on.
Oh, a bunch of actors.
Redbeard. Yeah, the operation, Hitler's operation, let's see here, was, yeah, Frederick Barbarossa. Hitler's operation where he betrayed the Soviets and entered Russia, which was the best thing for him to do, to implode Germany, to guarantee two fronts that Germany would never win, because he was designed from the beginning to punish the homeland of Martin Luther, was named after the Roman Catholic Holy Roman Emperor Frederick Barbarossa. Okay, coincidence. Meanwhile, you've got guys like Franz von Papen, devout Roman Catholic Franz von Papen, bankrolling the Nazis. Excuse me, I've got a source. I've got a Jesuit source, an ex-Jesuit that says that Heinrich Himmler was an ordained Jesuit priest. Joseph Stalin, an ordained Jesuit priest at the so-called Orthodox Seminary in Tiflis. These are the monsters that are created to punish the enemies of Rome. Stalin may have murdered as many as 40 million Russians. And how many tens of millions more were placed in gulags, in prison camps, who had their livelihoods taken from them? The 7 million needlessly starved to death in Ukraine to foment the cauldron that it is today, the needless cauldron. That monster, Stalin. There's always a history, folks.
We only hear about the 6 million Jews getting gassed.
Yeah, and
by,
you know,
evil Germans,
though,
Johnny. That's all we hear about. In Australia, they make you. They're actually going to, in Australia, they want to incorporate it into our children's learning, into their curriculum in school, because the government says you're just not talking about it enough. We want you to be talking about the Holocaust. It's like, why?
The reason is you walk away from that heavy-handedness, feeling nothing but anger for Jews. You walk away when the powers and authorities say, give the Jews your attention. What is your natural reaction to that? To be angry at Jews. Well, gee, I wonder if there's an ulterior motive there. Who would do that? Who would do that? Clearly someone that wants you to have an emotional reaction.
Well,
okay, back, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say about Germany. Was that some kind of threat going back to when they were firebombed and their cities were destroyed? It seemed like Germany, were they worried that Germany was going to be some kind of superpower? They just wanted to absolutely destroy it as well.
Well, again, don't forget that Germany is the foundation. Germany is the home of Martin Luther, someone who has done more damage to the Catholic Church than really. All other dissidents combined.
That's Martin the hatred Luther, to Germany we saw. A hatred.
An unbelievable hatred.
When
the saying is
they bombed
that,
Germany that, there. Oh, hellstorm. Oof.
Yeah, I think, honestly, I think the damage, the firebombing damage, for instance, at Dresden, many, many times worse than Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And, oh, by the way, the Jesuits there, too, when the Jesuits were found out to be undermining the authority in Japan, the shoguns and daimyos there evicted the Jesuits. The Jesuits went underground, and when they were found to still be in Japan, then they were tortured and executed. Those that were evicted, what were they evicted? Where were they evicted from? The last thing the Jesuits saw as they were forced to leave Japan was the port city of Nagasaki. They kept it in their hearts and burned in their satanic rage and used the military of the United States to pay Japan back in the same way that Germany was paid back. The That's needless right.
Yeah, the
suicide.
Harvest of hate.
Exactly what it is. The needless. That's what wars are. Wars are opportunities for the Luciferian elite to punish their enemies and make insane amounts of money and slaughter us, the useless eaters. And the more I look, the more I see that these are the enemies. Or look at Vietnam. Vietnam, we've got no less a source than Fletcher Prouty admitting that the Roman Catholic influence in Vietnam was overwhelming. The manipulation of the Catholic natives in Vietnam, the refugees being pushed back and forth. That's a show in and of itself. The demographics of what was used. And what else was Vietnam? Southeast Asia, an absolute hotbed for drugs, for opium, for poppy. Who was there before the United States? Roman Catholic France. As a colonial power to pass the baton, to slaughter thousands upon thousands of heretic Buddhists and Protestants and have zero resolution. There's not a serious, critically thinking military strategist anywhere that cannot possibly look at the United States government strategy in Vietnam and walk away without thinking that the government was filled with complete and total corrupt traitors, that there was never intended to be a resolution. It was intended to be a 10-year or longer meat grinder of suffering and death. There's no other alternative to look at that. One example of many. One example of many. And we're talking about confessionals and guilt. And, in the Guatemala. So, let's see here. It was a documentary, an almost useless documentary, a coup made in America about the overthrow of Jacobo Arbenz in Guatemala in 1954. So there's this idea that the CIA is this powerhouse that goes taking out governments, and quote, left and right. And in reality, the 54 government of Arbenz is the only one that I know of where the CIA overwhelming, unbelievable in so-called incompetence to actually install leftist communist governments. And the only reason why Jacobo Arbenz was pulled out in Guatemala was not because he was a communist, but because he was a sincere communist who saw acres and acres of land being used by, who was it, United Fruit Company? And not even being developed, not being used, just owned. And he had millions of incredibly poor citizens, people there, but starving. And you've got this interloper. Oh, he just took it seriously. And he married a devout Roman Catholic. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, he had a Protestant upbringing, but he married a Mexican woman who was a devout Roman Catholic, and there were their connections. And yet they threw out the Catholic Church and their influence. And that was their undoing. That was their undoing, because the Roman Catholic Church always has influence, especially in South America. You look at South America, the entire continent of Central and South America. What do you think? Jews? No. The Roman Catholic Church, and wherever the, like I said, the heart of communism, where the Jesuits learned how to perfect communism in practice in Central and South America. Why is it that America, the high treason, the unbelievable treason of wide open borders, generation after generation, I'm telling you, mass execution of every government authority responsible is real justice. That's the only real justice. Same thing with so-called $30 trillion of debt. You have guaranteed the death of the nation. You have guaranteed the death of the, and they sit there and laugh. Hey, another $1 trillion budget. You should be about to be executed. You should be running for your life or standing in chains about to be executed. High treason used to happen. Used to happen with real justice. What is, why is it that the southern borders of America have been open for generations? Who is it that's pouring across the borders? Is it that they're Hispanic or is it that they're Catholic? It's somewhat that they're Hispanic, but it's almost entirely that they're Catholic. That is the main agenda. It is helpful that they are Hispanic in that they are being encouraged not to assimilate. The same thing with the millions of immigrants in Europe. They're being encouraged, the Muslim and African immigrants from poor nations are being encouraged to build ghettos and enclaves where they stick out and piss the people off, to create strife, to create anger, to give them favoritism, needlessly so, for the same reason. You will study the Jews. You will let these Muslim immigrants come in and not have to assimilate, not learn the language, not learn the culture, not learn the history, to show up like they own the place. Why? So that you will be angry. So that you will not examine it critically. So that you will be angry at the immigrants and not the politicians, not the pedophile politicians that invited them there, that brought them there, that enabled them there, and the authorities above the pedophile politicians that are governing them clearly, clearly. Shell game, shell game. And like I said, the Roman Catholic confessional is absolutely key. I'm not talking about Jews. Jews don't have confessionals. The Roman Catholic confessional. This has been going on for centuries, Adam. For centuries, the confessors of kings and queens, the intelligence focal point, and that's the quote I was talking about, Hunt, converted Roman Catholic Everett Howard Hunt. We've always admired the Jesuits as having the best intelligence anywhere. Of course, E. Howard, the best. Unstoppable intelligence gathering, and not just the confessionals, the schools where they're taking careful, meticulous notes about tomorrow's talent, who to plug in where. We have a terms, we call it jezidu, my team and I. The same pattern. Jewish schools, no, Catholic schools and Jesuit schools, like Bill Clinton, like Baptist Bill Clinton, who was mentored by Jesuit Richard McSorley, the communist hippie Richard McSorley, also the family Jesuit of the Kennedys, who gave Bill Clinton his guided tour through communist Eastern Europe. Old Dick McSorley. Tragedy and Hope, Bill Clinton. Oh, Tragedy and Hope, Carol Quigley. Amazing. What things that he did, Carol Quigley, changed my life. Really? Where was this, Bill? Jesuit Georgetown. Oh, by the way, Bill is a bastard son of a Rockefeller. Winthrop, I think, was the pervert, deviant Rockefeller, homosexual, bisexual, sex with anything that moved. Winthrop Rockefeller, the New York Rockefellers that transplanted Winthrop in Arkansas where he could become governor. That's the Arkansas-New York connection, by the way. This is the manipulation. This is the manipulation and the control. And oh, by the way, we can take it right back to healthcare and viruses and the virus fraud and venereal disease. The guilt that comes from sex, particularly sex outside of marriage or homosexual sex. I'm sure we've seen the story. If we haven't, I'll tell you about it. The story where the little troll Jesuit, let me speak specifically, the short-robed Jesuit, I don't believe that Anthony Fauci was ordained, but he's been so powerful for them, you might as well call him a Jesuit, but I want to be clear in my terminology. Where Anthony Fauci, in his research, again, heavy air quotes, his research about AIDS went into the homosexual bathhouses in New York City and San Francisco. Wow, what a dedicated scientist he was, is. He didn't participate, did he? No, he just stood in the back and naked and took notes, right? But that's who they are. That's who they are. And then they turn around and they murder thousands upon thousands of homosexuals to assuage their guilt of who and what they are. And they think that they do God's work. They themselves are sexual deviants. And so they murder sexual deviants. And somehow that makes it okay. That makes it right. No, it's not. It's all evil. And real justice will never occur until we bring it. What's justice? What's just Anthony Fauci? I heard James Corbett. Well, we need to make Anthony Fauci step down. Really, James? This is the same as James Corbett that never says Jesuit, Vatican, Catholic. Make Fauci step down. I'll make him step down. Step down and is strapped down and filled with AZT and his eyeballs float until his eyeballs float and then eaten alive by sand fleas. That's justice with Anthony Fauci. That monster, what is he, in his 80s now? An institution of the United States government. Who is it, Jews or Jesuits? An institution, decades, given a salary, heavy air quotes, probably the heaviest salary, the biggest air quotes, the biggest salary of any so-called public official, $400,000 a year. Adam, his salary alone, that is over and above all the backroom deals of vaccines and patents and research that this monster is part of. The profiteering, the insider trading, $400,000 a year. Shall we go through the list of the overt Roman Catholics in power? The Bidens, the Pelosis, all of them far, far left, viciously, vehemently pro-slaughter of the unborn, all of them in good standing with their church. Justin Castro Trudeau, son of a Catholic communist pervert deviant that loves the communism of China, son of a Catholic communist pervert deviant, Pierre Trudeau, because good Canadians couldn't find anybody else to be their prime minister other than the son of a pervert deviant communist Catholic. This changing of hands over and over again. The Browns in California, Jerry Brown, a Jesuit seminarian, son of, was his father also Jerry? Yeah. Father, I think this the same name. A devout far-left Roman Catholic. Over and over. The governor. The Cuomos in New York. Mario Cuomo. Vicious pro-abortion communist Catholic. And who becomes governor in the People's Republic of New York? His son. A vicious, pervert, deviant, pro-abortion Roman Catholic. The unbelievable crimes that have been committed, that they have committed, that Cuomo himself committed. This, no exaggeration, the murder of thousands of elderly put into hospices. Oh, by the way, who created the hospice? Was it Jews or was it Rose Hawthorne, the daughter of famed poet Nathaniel Hawthorne, who herself had become a Roman Catholic nun and had an idea to create a home for the elderly to die in peace, for the elderly to be murdered in. Okay? What was her name? Mother Mary? Was Rose Hawthorne's changed the name, I believe? Jesuits, not Jews, folks. Jesuits. How much time do we have left, Adam?
Probably wind it up now.
Okay.
And continue on the next one. There's actually a bunch of interesting things there that popped up in my head that we could continue with. it's a real rabbit hole.
Endless. It's all connected.
Well,
it's
yeah, that's connected. That's why the shows are good. That's why I wanted to do this. I didn't want to jump on and just try to ram it all in one huge podcast. You know, it's I wanted to just continue over the weeks the conversations on each show and just keep going further, you know. So there was no need to rush or try and cram everything in. We just pick up the next time, continue. Because it's all revolving around your work.
Love it. Absolutely love it. And again, I'm not shining you on. I not only I love you as a friend, but I love you as a sincere investigator. You just want to put it out. You just want to put it out. Like I just said, you bring on my friend, your friend, John Hamer in, and John only sees Jews. You bring on your friend, Johnny Cerucci, and Johnny says, no, it's the Jesuits. You provide it to your audience and let them make the decision.
That's right.
And love it.
That's right.
Love it. Information.
Yeah. No, I'm not sitting up here thinking I know everything and putting out one point of view. I'm learning myself and studying, and history's very complex and deep, and there's a lot in this, and it's, it's good to do these kinds of podcasts anyway, you know? It's great to go over what we want to and move forward. But plenty to discuss, that's for sure. There's lots. But we'll just continue on the next one, that's fine. You've really hammered home a lot of, you know, great information to our listeners there for sure, man. Absolutely. It's kind of unbelievable how everything's leading back here, you know? It's a nagging question anyway. To all truthers and everybody, you know, you grow up and you get put through the schooling systems and you watch the TVs and you're told this and that, and everybody has that nagging splinter inside their brains, you know, in their minds, you know, they got that nagging question like, who is it? What's really going on here? Why am I really here? You know, who's behind all of this? You know, what is all of this? Because everything in front of me just seems like some kind of show, you know, what's behind it all? How did all this happen? And that's why they put us through the schools, you know? And I can't believe what they're teaching young kids now and how ignorant they are. They just don't know anything. Some of the young ones I speak to. So it's really good to chat about all this and go through all your work and books and everything because you've spent so much time on it. It's unbelievable. And this is just a drop in the ocean, folks. So if you're enjoying these podcasts, I'm sure there's going to be plenty more to come. And it's just going to get more intense as we find out more. And Johnny opens up the rabbit hole because, you know, we can never move forward as a society and we can never really be free in any way, shape or form if we don't expose this head of the snake and work together, you know, collectively to bring this down. We just won't. And it's going to be a hard slog, but we just do our best here. You know, to get this information out and keep the conversation rolling. With so much censorship and everything going on, it is really nice to be able to still have these conversations on our networks and get it out there to our listeners and have them respond as well. It's not an easy slog, but it's great to be here anyway. So all good. We'll just continue forward. It was a bit intimidating looking at your books and your work and thinking, how the hell do I do this? Like, how do we even begin these kinds of podcasts? But I think they're naturally evolving and, you know, coming together. And I think if you listen to the first one, to this one, you could listen to all the four podcasts we've done now. This is the fourth. And I think most people would listen through and say, that's pretty smooth, you know, considering it's not easy to do. And I think we've tied it all together. And so there's a natural easy flow and momentum taking place here, which means that it's meant to be, I think. I think we've come together well, and I think both our minds are working well and together, and we're linking up good. And the structure is really nice and smooth, I think, through these four podcasts now. So it's going to be very exciting to continue on the fifth one and see where that takes us, because I've got a few questions that I want to continue on the next one, and I'll write those down and so I can go over them with you. But before we plug out today, Johnny, you want to just go through your great website? And I always put it up, and because I connected with you over on Twitter, you're still over there, which is great. So I'm sharing there. But let us know your channels and website for our listeners, and I'll put it in the description as well.
Thank you so much, my friend. We do have a good rapport, and that's one of the reasons why these shows are so good is that you and I connect, where we stay in contact. I gotta say, I probably am in contact with you more than anyone else in our field of any other peer, of any other investigator or host. I really have communication with you more than anybody else, and it's very rewarding to me. So I appreciate that. It's johnnycirucci.com, johnnycirucci.com. That's the website. My sources of income are pretty meager. 5 books and donations. That's it. You can get all 5 of my books on Amazon, because right now I'm kind of invisible. And as long as I'm invisible, Amazon will be happy to promote to publish my books for me. If I get any traction, they'll reconsider pulling the plug on me. But right now you can get Illuminati Unmasked, Secret History, Eaters of Children, Romans of Mass Destruction, and Disciples of Ra. Disciples of Ra specifically deals with medicine, vaccines, viruses, and false flags. So that's my latest. And I do have I've been deleted so many times from YouTube. I don't bother anymore with YouTube. I've moved everything over to Odyssey. I do have a BitChute. I've got a Brighteon. I've got a Rumble. But 100% of the material that I could find on my hard drive, I've uploaded to my Odyssey channel. Find everything there. So, real quick, just to respond to some of these great comments you made on closing, I agree. How do you climb a mountain? You climb a mountain 1 foot in front of the other. And I think that we have done that across these shows. I want to recommend before we go a powerful movie called, a 2010 movie called Oranges and Sunshine, about the home children scandal, where children were kidnapped off the streets of, out of England, Ireland, Canada, and shipped to Roman Catholic orphanages in institutions, many of them run by the inversely named Christian Brothers, where they were slave labor by day and sex slaves by night. Deeply, deeply disturbing. Again, we're talking about the Catholic Church, the power, the infrastructure. Jews don't have that power. And what, again, in closing, I would tell people that only see Jews, what's your solution? Be bold. Be bold, because that's what we need. We need a solution. And if your only solution is the final solution, another final solution, well, then that's not practical, is it? Wipe out every Jew. That's not practical. You're not going to get a lot of people behind you, and it's not going to work, because you can ultimately do that, and you would still have the woman riding on a beast, the Roman Catholic Church. That's the solution. And real quick, mandatory schooling. Mandatory schooling is poison, is toxic. Where they have our children and literally to poison them with mandatory vaccines. So all of this mandatory, it's we need a revolution, brother. And I'm not saying that to be flippant. We need a full-on revolution. Imagine what would happen. What is healthy? What is health care? What is real health care? Has nothing to do with what you get from a so-called doctor. What is real education? Has nothing to do with what. And guess what? Here in America, if you keep your kids home and you spend the extra time and money in educating your children properly, you still pay for the system, usually in your property taxes. Are you? No matter what, they win. We need a revolution. A revolution is needed. And it starts with information. It starts right here. This is where it starts. The information that gets out. And all we want to do is exorcise and energize as many people as we can. This is the reason for the censorship, brother. This is the reason. They know. Why would they even do this corona hoax in the first place, Adam? It's their final bacchanalia. It's their final bonfire of perversion and deviancy and massive wealth bringing in, because they are dying. They are on their way out. They already owned it before this, Adam. They owned it all. They were smooth sailing on the Titanic. Why did they lurch the wheel into an iceberg to make it many times worse? How many people have woken up? I would never have realized how disgustingly, satanically corrupt the medical industry is were it not for the corona hoax, the scamdemic. It's they're in their death throes. And all we need to do is just keep pushing. Just keep lighting fires. I don't have the actual tactics and strategy of how it's going to come down, but I will tell you it starts with information. And we're doing the right thing, brother, you and I.
Good stuff, man. Yes, that's right. And well said. And fantastic. And we'll continue on the next show. I'll organize that with you. Book that in. I know you're very busy and doing lots of great shows out there. And that's fantastic. And lots of great folks coming in and listening and lots of people out there as well. It's not just us, folks. Don't feel alone. You know, there's so many of us. This system is in panic mode. And, you know, we just have to stay strong. There's no way back for us. We can't look behind. You got to just look forward, move forward and, you know, continue. All you read, everyone, just continue. And I say to people as well, do what you do best. If you want to feel like you could start a blog or just get over on our channels and leave links, whatever you want to support our work, you know, jump over on Telegram, you know, create some t-shirts, create some groups. There's so many people doing different things here now. It's mind-boggling in Australia what our group communities are doing here. All working at different levels, but everyone kind of wants the one outcome now, you know, they're all starting to see the bigger picture for what it is. This is kind of different shows. We're just pushing forward here in our way, and we want to get this information out to people, but it's good to see so many people now coming on board, and they're starting to see that this system is absolutely rotten to its core. Finally, they've had that wake-up call. They've had that sledgehammer hit them over the skull, and they're like, this is wrong. So, you know, there is a deep and big awakening happening now. And, you know, it's going to be really exciting, to move forward here and see where we can go. We're in a big battle, folks, but we stay positive and strong, Johnny, and keep moving forward. And as I said, we'll connect on the next one. I'll organize that with you. Stay safe. Keep doing your great work and your great shows as well. And look after yourself and your loved ones, your family there. And we'll stay in touch as we do each day with our messages. So stay absolutely strong, Adam. Man. Good work. You're doing great work, too.
Love you, brother. Thank you.
Okay. Chat soon, buddy.
Take care.
Bye, folks.